My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful and dazzling and just effervescent star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, it's always good to be with you. And I understand the Capitol Steps now have a new policy, no bookings on cruise ships. Is this accurate?
That's right. The fact that we never got invited to perform on a cruise ship is now good news. That's true. But we did cause a stir this week. But we set off that UFO. I just want to admit that right now.
Wow, you guys had a show out in L.A. and you just decided to set off a missile while you had some downtime?
Yes. Yeah, it's just something to do.
Hey, went on the West Coast, act as the West Coasters, I guess. But anyway, much further than that, so far west that it's actually in the Far East, President Obama spending the week in Asia.
That's right, he is, and he's actually famously, I guess, not going to China.
Right.
Talking a lot about China.
Yeah, exactly.
So we thought it might be fun to bring back our song about all the trade issues that we've had with China.
Exactly. Yeah, that was one of the disappointments of the trip. No major trade deal struck, and the president trying to put pressure on China that apparently nobody else really was interested in getting on board with. So it was a mixed bag of results. But here's the Capitol Steps look at the ongoing trade war, if we can call it that, with China.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You planned to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck today, it makes you sigh. Now when you abide by an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry, but the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. And the reason you are looking wan is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze 'cause he's laced with PCBs. But all my problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai. And honey, that'll be the day we all die.
The populist ballad getting a very positive response at the Reagan building that night.
I just realized it's time for Christmas shopping, so check your toys for their lead content. That's our little public service announcement today.
That's always the line to get you in the mood for the season, huh?
That's right. So just a little public service from the Capitol Steps to you, the consumer.
Well, we appreciate that. See, you've covered the president's trip to the Far East. You've covered the Christmas shopping season. The Capitol Steps always multitasking, and we always appreciate that. What else are you guys looking at? Anything else on the horizon?
Well, we'll get you our new Speaker Boehner song next week, and we'll, we're looking at, George Bush's memoirs, maybe a song this week about that too. So it's all sorts of stuff has happened.
Yeah, I understand there's some new Bushisms in the book, brand new words that only he has conjured up. So,
well, you don't want to misunderestimate the guy.
That's right. Elena, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their works online at capsteps.com.